Stop the Clocks. Thoughts on What I Leave Behind by Joan Bakewell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To those who follow after, Harriet, Andy, Matthew, Sally, and after them, Thomas, Louis, Katie, Max, Charlie, Maisie. Prologue. I am one of the oldest people I know. My generation is dying off, moving over to make way for the next. When we are gone, there will be no one who remembers what it felt like to live through the second half of the last century. Every day there are fewer and fewer witnesses. That is why I am writing this book. I want to look back at the world that shaped me and look forward to what the next generation will inherit. Theirs is a very different world from mine and is already beginning to feel strange. Right now I still feel very much alive. Each day is just as vivid and precious as it always was. I may be further along the country lane than those who follow after, but the sunshine is just as golden, the flowers as bright. The last strawberry in the dish tastes as good as the first. But the decades don't roll out ahead of me as they did when I was younger. I can't stop the clocks, no matter how much I'd like to.